relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender, and if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world with all its power and might steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
What a crescendo moment for our third hour, our in-studio guest one-on-one, after a whole hour with the man who has mapped for us the critical theory destroying our civilization, Professor James Lindsay, to Dr. Miriam Grossman, one of the bravest doctors out there, to a woman who's stood on the battlements representing her nation, and now has a book from my publisher, Regnery. I'm very proud to announce that. She's known formerly as Mary Elizabeth Truss. Her friends and patriots across the pond in the UK know her as only one of three female prime ministers, the fairer sex from 10 Downing Street, the one and only Liz Truss. Liz, welcome in studio.
Great to be here.
And we are here to celebrate this. It is hot off the presses. You literally arrived in the United States yesterday, 10 years to save the West, leading the revolution against globalism, socialism, and the liberal establishment. I'd love to go straight in and talk about your experience, what you're doing today, why it's 10 years. But can I just, as a former subject of the Crown, who was born in West London, grew up under Maggie Thatcher, one of the greatest leaders the West has ever had, can I just geek out for a little bit and ask you, what is it like to be Prime Minister?
Well, it all happened very, very suddenly. I was expecting Boris Johnson to go on for years. Regrettably, he was pulled down by the Conservative Party. So I went into a full throttle leadership campaign and then was on the threshold of number 10. And it was a tremendous feeling because I felt there was so much that needed to be done. That Britain wasn't going in the right direction. Our economy was stagnating. That we needed to do more to be tough on our adversaries like Russia and China. And I felt this sense of opportunity and destiny. And you know, it's of great regret to me that I only was able to stay in the job for 49 days because I still feel there's unfinished business and so much that needs to be done.
When we think of the people who've served, I think there have only been 56 or 57 prime ministers.
I was 56.
You were 56, so there's only three of you who are ladies. We played Churchill, perhaps one of the greatest leaders the West has ever seen. How much of his spirit, of the indomitable bulldog British spirit, is still there? When you walk into 10 Downing Street, does it still echo with the greats, with Maggie, with Winston, or have we been driven, have we been ground down by the globalists?
I still think it's there in Britain. It's there amongst the British public. There still is that spirit. There still is that spirit, but too much of the power that used to reside in number 10, that used to reside in our democracy, has been spread out and has been taken on by unelected bureaucrats. It's been taken on by an increasingly activist judiciary and legal system. So I don't think the full extent of what we can do is taking place at the moment. I think that politicians have become neutered in the current political environment. And that's one of the things that I tried to change. And I believe it was why I was pushed out of office so quickly, is I tried to take on that establishment, because we have an establishment in Britain that does not fully back Britain, you know, Britain being great again, to coin a phrase. You know, there's unfortunately too much of an undercurrent of undermining our way of life, and that is what I wanted to take on.
And who did you threaten, and what was it that you did that so threatened them that within a matter of a month and a half you had to be disposed of?
I took on the economic establishment. So what I wanted to do was cut taxes, hold down public spending, get on with supply-side reform, like fracking. Mm-hmm. British energy, I know you think energy prices are high here in America, but they're twice what they are. They're twice as high in Britain. So the British people are struggling because we have things like net zero legislation. We've got all of these restrictions on we can't frack. We've got a windfall tax on oil extraction. So I wanted to take on those vested interests that were stopping things like that happening. And what I found was when I put forward the mini budget, when the Chancellor put forward the mini budget, the Bank of England, you know, our central bank, should have been there backing the policies up.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were actually undermining the policies. They sold £40 billion worth of government debt the night before the mini budget, which makes it harder to finance what the government was doing.
And to please who? Why were they so keen to sabotage your program? Who were they pleasing?
Well, there's a groupthink in Britain at the moment in the economic establishment. What these people believe in is big government.
Keynesianism.
They're Keynesians. They believe in big government. They believe in high regulation. They believe in staying aligned with the EU. So even though we voted to leave the European Union in 2016, we still have all the EU laws on our statute books. So the same rules and regulations. They don't want to do different, and they don't want smaller government, and they also want high immigration, because they believe that without more immigration, the British economy can't grow. Now, I believe the way you grow the economy is make energy cheaper, make housing cheaper, cut taxes, so that businesses... I'm a supply-sider. I believe that when people are given, you know, keep their own money, then they go out and do great things. That's what I believe. So, but this group of people who work at the, you know, the Bank of England, the central bank, they work in the Treasury, they fundamentally don't believe that Britain can be that dynamic, fast-growing country. What they're basically about is managing decline.
Wow.
Which is very depressing, as you say, for the country of Churchill. Right. And we had this before, Sebastian. We had this in the 70s.
Yes, yes.
We had the same attitude.
The winter of discontent.
Which is, it's not worth trying. We're just going to have to put up taxes because we can't compete in the world.
But then we had Margaret Thatcher. Then we had the first female prime minister.
We did.
Then we had Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, and blessed Saint John Paul II win the Cold War, and the Keynesians should have been dead and buried. A stake should have been driven through the heart. What is your explanation?
They were only sleeping.
So who revivified them?
I think what happened is we got complacent. We thought we'd won the argument. Conservatives thought they'd won the argument that the USSR had disbanded, that communism was over, that we could stop spending money on defence, that we could just enjoy the fruits of prosperity, and we didn't really have to try very hard. And meanwhile, the left were putting all their arguments forward.
Yeah.
So whether it was the eco-extremists, the anti-capitalists, you know, the people with the woke agenda who believe that men are women and men are women are men, all of those leftist forces were galvanising. And they weren't just trying to fight us at the ballot box. They were influencing our institutions. So I was a student back in the 1990s, and I heard all this nutty stuff at university, like Foucault and critical race theory and all this. I thought, this is claptrap I'm never going to hear again.
Right.
But now,
it captured
I discover it's in the civil service. All right, even in the corporate sector.
We need to unpack the recipe to fix it, to fight it. The book is 10 years to save the West by our special in-studio guest, Liz Truss, former Prime Minister of the UK. Please go to elizabethtruss.com right now. Follow her at Truss Liz on social media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a very special edition of America First One-on-One. If you enjoy the deep dive, the long-form interview with true stars and special guests like the Prime Minister, please make sure you are subscribed on the podcast platform of your choice. Leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you want President Trump back, you know what to do. Get all your America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com and support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back in a moment after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew that was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and vegetables. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. Feel better naturally and eat your fruits and vegetables every single day with Balance of Nature. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them directly, you must use promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them 800-246-8751 and use code GORKA or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is doubt, may we bring faith. And where there is despair, may we bring hope. To those waiting with bated breath for that favourite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say. U-turn if you want to. The ladies, not for turning.
Be pleased to inform Her Majesty that the White Ensign flies alongside the Union Jack in South Georgia. God save the Queen.
What happens next? What's the
note? Thank you very much.
What's your reaction?
Just rejoice at that news and congratulate our forces and the Marines.
Of course, the chairman or the president of the commission, Mr. Delors, said at press conference the other day that he wanted the European Parliament to be the democratic body of the community, he wanted the commission to be the executive, and he wanted the Council of Ministers to be the Senate. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Call me biased if you like. I was born in 1970. I grew up under that lady's prime ministership. And it was the best of times. Oh, how we miss you, Margaret Thatcher. We will continue our discussion with only one of three ever female prime ministers in studio, Liz Truss. But first, if you're looking for more than 3 hours of radio with me every day, I have the best 4th of July you've ever heard of. It is our Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th, with patriots like you who love America sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Republic. I'm very excited. I've never been on a cruise. I'm 53. I've never been on a cruise. I've never been to Alaska. Join us. We'll have cigars on the poop deck. I don't know what a poop deck is, but I'll find it. We'll talk about how to wrest back the Republic from those who are trying to destroy it. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com. I think there's like half a dozen cabins left. We've already got 370 booked. Don't miss this trip of a lifetime. Sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Liz, if I may, the Right Honorable. I don't know if your mic was hot as we were playing those clips. She went up against everyone. The Soviet Union, the unions back home, the Argentinian junta, the crypto-communists in Brussels. She was fearless. And you made a comment as we were watching that clip of the party conference. It may have been in Brighton. And she said, the lady's not for turning, this classic line. And it panned to these old white conservative politicians who did not look very happy. And you said under your breath, yeah, the same people I had to deal with today, they're still there. What is it? Is it? It seems to be a self-castration, a lack of courage. That woman stood up to everyone. What has happened to conservatism in the UK and here? Because I've said it when I was in the White House. I said it when I left the White House. Donald Trump won despite the establishment Republican Party, not thanks to the establishment conservatives. So can you give us a diagnosis for what has happened to our organizational conservatism?
See, what I think has happened is the establishment has drifted to the left. So to be popular at London dinner parties, to have friends who, you know, are part of the inner circle, the elite, you need to have a particular set of views now in Britain. You need to believe in, you know, wokery, things like the idea that a trans woman is a woman. You know, you need to be obsessed with climate change and net zero.
But is it just for popularity's sake, really?
I think the social impact is very important. And I have seen MPs start in the House of Commons with very sound conservative views, and I've seen them drift to the left over time. And they don't want to be unpopular. They have tons of leftist activists on social media telling them they're evil, telling them they're bad for being conservatives. And they want to be thought of as nice people. And they're not prepared to make the argument. I think there's a lot of money in being on the left. So if you want to get a job, you know, working in industry, or you want to get on a corporate board these days, having those views is helpful. So I think there's a lot of pressure on people to move in that direction. And that's what I've seen happening. And
so the likes of yourself, and or the likes of Maggie, you're the anomalies?
Yeah. I mean, if you remember, Margaret Thatcher had 364 economists right that her economic policies were wrong.
Right.
Now they turned out to be right. But you need to stand. And what I think has happened is she broke that. She broke the mold. She took on the British establishment. If you remember the Big Bang, when she liberated the city and all the old stockbrokers who had been living a cosy life found themselves, you know, there was lots of new people, new opportunities, and the old establishment were taken on. We've now got this new left-wing establishment, which is very different from the old establishment we had in the 70s and 80s, but they fundamentally don't believe in the values of our country. You know, they don't believe in patriotism. They're slightly ashamed of being British. You know, they don't believe in some of the, they don't believe in the country's economic success.
But what
they think it's more important to virtue signal about climate change,
right,
than whether or not Britain can produce steel.
But
you know, we've just closed down our last virgin steel mill in the whole country.
Wow.
Because of net zero. So that is what is going on.
But what about the British people? Here we have a little clip of a celebration of a historic event. 17.3 million Brits voted for this, the biggest vote ever. Cut three, play the cut.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, that's Brexit. The British people want a Great Britain. They want national sovereignty. So are we just talking about an elite that is completely disconnected, or are the people losing faith as well?
We are talking about a disconnected elite.
Okay.
It's still, you know, if I go out and meet voters in my constituency, they tell me what they're bothered about. They're bothered about illegal immigration.
Right.
You know, they're bothered about how high energy costs are. No one is raising these other issues that are the obsession of the
They're not demanding for transgender.
No, they're really not. Nobody, like, literally nobody on the doorstep has said there's 100 genders and that's what we need to vote, you know. So all of these things are happening in our country. Like, you know, and I'm pleased that we've now banned children from taking puberty blockers.
Yes.
But these things were happening in our country despite the fact the public didn't want them.
Right.
MPs didn't even want them. It was activist groups pushing these things. And the problem is that too many politicians weren't brave enough to stand up to them. And as you see, you know, people voted for change.
Yeah.
In 2016, they voted for change. They voted again in 2019 when they voted for Boris Johnson. They gave him a huge majority.
Right.
Because they wanted things to be different in Britain. And they didn't want to be told what to do anymore by the liberal establishment.
And
the problem is, Seb, the liberal establishment is still there.
Yes.
That's the problem.
They're still there, and Donald Trump is fighting them here in America. We're talking to the Right Honourable Liz Truss, author of 10 Years to Save the West, elizabethtruss.com. Make sure you follow her on social media at TrussLiz. And give me a follow as well while you're at it. I'm on all the usual platforms. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka. Don't forget to download the Salem News Channel app to watch us. And for unique content written by me, check out my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack. We'll be back in a moment. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides. So you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
We faced an establishment that never even wanted to listen to us. An establishment that never wanted that referendum to take place. An establishment that has tried for 3.5 years to frustrate the will of the greatest democratic mandate ever seen in this country. We will leave the European Union!
He's having fun in media. Nigel, why did you have to make your show on air scheduled the same time as mine? You keep asking me to be your guest. I got 3 hours of radio to do, but we need you back in politics, Nigel, the man who helped make Brexit possible. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you'd like what we do here, this isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money. This is a free market enterprise. Support those who make it possible. Great patriots, friends of the president like Mike Lindell. The left wants to cancel him for for good. Yes, he's the inventor of the MyPillow, of which he has sold 81 million because they are that good. But are you aware he's got hundreds of items on his website made by Americans in America for you? Don't buy that Chinese tat on Amazon. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off and free shipping. You will not get that offer anywhere else, but you've got to use my name. Call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Liz Truss, author of the brand new book. This is her first interview in the U.S., 10 years to save the West on this book. I want to talk about the broader phenomena, the connection of Brexit to the Trump phenomena, MAGA, the future of conservatism in general. But can I ask about the Brexit phenomenon, what happened afterwards? Because that should have led to a sea change. Afterwards, we see UKIP, the Brexit Party, Reform, all kind of founder and just not gain traction. Are the entrenched parties, the non-conservative conservatives, and the elitist Labour, are they there forever, or can something be done to push them out?
It's very, very... So it's a very similar situation to America. Yeah. The Republicans and the Democrats, very, very difficult to dislodge either of those parties. What we need is we need a Conservative Party
that's conservative.
That is going to deliver on right. Brexit, right. That is going to get the EU laws off the statute books, that is going to deal with illegal immigration, that is going to take on the vested interests and the establishment and the unelected officials. That is what the Conservative Party needs to do.
And
the public
what it,
have been very clear about
well, the
what
public
they want.
Have been. I mean, it's the biggest and vote in UK history, right? 17.3 million.
Exactly. And when the vote happened, one of my constituents said to me, it wasn't just about Brussels. They said, we put two fingers up at London.
Yes. It was the elite.
It was about being fed up with the way the country was being
and not only that, just like with President Trump, it was cross-class. You know, Northern Labour voters said no. No, did they not? I mean, you saw across social economic strata, you saw this
rejection. We certainly saw across the country, but what we have, we do have a class of people who work in the public sector, who work in the big corporates, who work in the media.
Who love Brussels.
Who are completely divorced from most of the general public who have to earn a living.
And what is the spirit of those who live in the real world, for whom the price of gas is a factor? Has their spirit been broken?
No, frustrated. They are frustrated.
Because as someone who's born in the UK, who served in the British Territorial Army, I couldn't believe it when I saw members of not just the Commons, but members of the House of Lords and billionaire barristers saying, we don't care about what the Brits voted for. We're going to stay in the EU. It was anti-democratic, open subversion.
Yes.
These people are still there.
Yeah. Some of them have left Parliament. Some of them left Parliament. And Parliament, we have left the European Union.
Yes.
The problem is, we haven't changed the bureaucratic establishment. And we had a bureaucratic establishment that looked to Brussels. That's what they looked to for guidance, for permission about what they did. And now they're still looking in that direction.
We call that the deep state. We call that the permanent bureaucracy.
It is. It's the permanent bureaucracy. It's the deep state. It's the administrative state. We call it the quangocracy.
Quangocracy. Quango. Quasi-non-governmental.
Yeah, we've got these quangos like the Bank of England, the Office of Budget Responsibility, the Environment
Ofcom.
Agency. Ofcom.
Right.
And these organisations are taking decisions that should be taken by politicians.
Well, who are representing constituents.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so excited. The book is brand new. It's from my publisher, Regnery. Get it right now. 10 years to save the West, leading the revolution against globalism, socialism, and the liberal establishment by Liz Truss, former Prime Minister to the United Kingdom. Please follow her at Truss Liz right now. We are broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now from their daily pain, me included. I suffered from a lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. Let me share with you Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the three-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Yvonne, and over a million of your fellow Americans. You know what to do. Ask yourself one simple question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer is the pain, well, write this number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Alex, I asked for Britpop only this hour. What's with this Whitney Houston stuff? Oh, she does? Oh, okay. If our guest and former prime minister likes it, I think we can make an exception. Welcome back, dear friends. What is your role? Do you have to have a nationally broadcast radio show, TV show, or run for office to help defeat the left? No. Start small. If you have a cell phone, if it's connected to the big cell phone providers here in America, guess what? You are funding the left. The big guys, you know, like the ones that rhyme with Horizon, they give millions of dollars to left-wing causes, to lunatic political candidates, and even to Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Don't fund the left with every call you make and every text you send. That's insanity. Join today the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, the one I use, Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team have the best customer support. And guess what? You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade and switch today. It's as easy as calling 972-PATRIOT. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders and free activation with my name. This company actually believes in America. They funded conservative candidates for school board meetings. They believe in the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They've donated millions of dollars to causes you share. Don't fund your enemies. That's lunacy. Switch today, patriotmobile.com/Gorka, or just call 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Why is it that so often it is the women who show the fortitude that men should on the political platforms of the world, whether it's our good friend Marsha Blackburn in the Senate or whether it's our new friend here in studio, author of 10 Years to Save the West, former Prime Minister of the UK, Liz Truss, who recently said this on Fox News.
Well, if you look at what's happened in Ukraine, what's taking place in Israel, what's happening with respect to the Chinese regime. The only thing these authoritarian regimes respect is strength. And the fact is the West has shown too much weakness. Taking the sanctions off Iran, trying to renegotiate a nuclear deal, I believe that was the wrong strategy. And actually, the free world felt safer when President Trump was in office because those leaders were afraid of what Trump might do.
You must be very alone as a leading political light saying that President Trump kept us safe, which is just a statement of empirical fact. Do you feel a little bit like Churchill in the 30s, you know, telling us about, you got to watch out for that Hitler chappie and we need to stand up to bad countries like, you know, Trump did for his 4 years? Are you alone?
You'd be surprised how many Trump supporters there are in the UK.
But not publicly.
They
whisper to you.
They're secret Trump supporters.
Really?
But there are a lot of people who understand that President Trump projected strength. And what we're seeing now is disastrous for the West. And I believe this election in 2024 is vital for the future, not just of America, but for the future of the free world. Because if that weakness carries on being displayed, we will see democracies lost. And we will see an advance of these appalling regimes that want to undermine our way of life.
This is a frightening title for your book, 10 Years to Save the West. What is it that keeps you most concerned? Is it the rise of China, Russia, Iran, and so forth? Or is it the internal self-sabotaging and loss of liberty inside our countries from our own domestic radicals?
Well, it starts with the internal self-sabotage. Because of our weakness, that is what has encouraged and emboldened our adversaries. If we were strong countries that were economically successful, growing fast, showing self-confidence, projecting that we believed in ourselves, then it's much harder for the likes of China to try and undermine us. But it's the fact that there's all this questioning, you know, questioning of our history, questioning of what we've done in the world. You know, the UK, I say in the book, actually, that the US was Britain's greatest invention. some of the ideas, you know, come from Magna Carta to the Bill of Rights to the American Constitution. But we have given the world democracy, liberty, free speech. All of these ideas, you know, were fulminated in the United States and the United Kingdom. And yet we have people who don't believe in these ideas protesting on our streets, protesting in favor of terrorists.
Yeah.
Saying that basic biological facts don't exist, saying that we should somehow be ashamed of the, you know, what's happened in the past of our history. We should be proud of our history.
So I grew up in West London, born to refugees from communist Hungary, and I went to an incredibly heterogeneous, eclectic school, to Ealing Abbey, to St. Benedict's. And I had one guy out of 600 at the school who could prove that he was English through and through. Everybody else was Polish, Pakistani, Indian, Jamaican. But we all looked at each other as British, and we were all proud to be British. Does that exist anymore?
Yes.
Really?
It absolutely does. And by the way, people from Eastern Europe understand what communism is actually like. They understand what not living in a free society is actually like, which makes them some of the strongest patriots in the world today, because they understand what the threat is. And yes, you know, British people are patriotic. They are patriotic. The problem is that their voices are not being heard enough in Parliament, in public,
in the media.
So there's a total disconnect between what the media are saying the public think and what the public actually think. And I think here in America, there's more development of new media, there's more ways of reaching people. I think that public voice has, you know, developed
more opportunities.
Yeah, and I think in Britain, you know, we've got a great channel called GB News.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know it well.
Which is fantastic. And that is much more connected with what...
But the permanent bureaucracy is trying to sabotage that as well.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to say that it's not right that they have politicians on the channel, even though some of the other media have Labour politicians on their channel. So, of course, you know, the establishment is trying to cancel these... But you can't... My view is that Britain will be OK in the long term because you cannot gainsay the people.
Yeah, you can't.
Ultimately, when people want change and they voted for it twice and it still hasn't been fully delivered, they will keep pushing. And what my book is about saying Conservatives need to be brave. We need to harness the energy from those people to get a bigger bazooka. Because what I faced was, you know, I was there, I didn't have enough support. Yeah. I didn't have enough backing, and I had a massive establishment force that essentially crushed me. But it doesn't mean the ideas are finished.
No, I can't wait for Media Matters to clip this segment of the show and say, Liz Truss says we all need bigger bazookas. Well, this is America. You know, it's called the Second Amendment. The book is 10 Years to Save the West, out now. This is her first interview across the nation. Get it today. Follow her at elizabethtruss.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, hosted by the new Dr. G. What does that mean? Dr. G Mark II, thanks to the great Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at My PhD Weight Loss. After struggling for many years, I lost 42 pounds in just a matter of months. No scary injections, no pills to pop, just a system that let me eat five times a day and burn the fat. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans, and I'm 6'3". I haven't been size 36 since I was in my 20s. It feels amazing. See the before and after pictures. Mine will shock you at myphdweightloss.com or call 864-644-1900. If I can do it with my sweet tooth and my love of fish and chips, anyone can. 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do, a controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms, a literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. This hour has flown by far too quickly. We are talking to the author of 10 Years to Save the West. 56th Prime Minister, 57th? 56th Prime Minister of the UK. Order the book today. Follow her on Twitter at TrussLiz and ElizabethTruss.com. Liz, if I may, that I'm going to play that every day. Just the kids of Harlem, black kids, white kids, shouting at my former boss, "We love you," organically. That has to have the left, the elitist, terrified. But it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you your reaction as a former head of state, as a person who understands the rise of populist representative government, the revitalization of representative government. The current leader of the opposition in America is facing 730 years in prison. Your reaction?
It's pretty astonishing. I mean, we look at it. I don't know the details of these various court cases, but it seems extraordinary that they're all being brought close to an election.
Yeah.
And there are so many of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the American judicial system works or the justice system works, but it is very, very odd, to say the least.
Are you optimistic that the good guys on both sides of the pond will prevail? I presume you're not leaving politics anytime soon, Liz Truss?
Certainly not. Certainly not.
And you have hope for
We have to prevail.
We must.
What's the alternative? The alternative is our societies are undermined and we end up being run by China. That's the alternative. Yeah. How bad it is.
What is your message to those listening, because we have a global audience in the UK here, who think it's all done for, I can't make a difference, they don't care about me? What's your message?
My message is we conservatives have to fight. The left are virulent. They are aggressive. They're trying to cancel us. They're trying to stop us saying anything. They're trying to stop us doing things. But we know we can win. I won the leadership election and became Prime Minister. We won the Brexit vote. President Trump won the election. And I believe he can win again. So we have, but you need to be on the pitch. And there are a lot of silent supporters of the policies we believe in. They go to work and they don't actually like the left-wing orthodoxy, but they don't dare speak out. So my message to people is you have to be brave. You have to be prepared to speak out. You have to have the courage of your convictions. And every person is important because this is going to be a ground-up movement. It's a grassroots movement. It's not going to come from the top. Nobody else is going to sort this out for you.
If not you, then who? If not now, then when? You got to be on the pitch or the sports field to win. If you're not in the arena, you can't win. We have a new friend. Make sure that you do your best. Put that yard sign outside your house that says Trump 2024. Get all your America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. Support him directly at DonJTrump.com. Yeah, let's go out with Queen. I love it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on the swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look like. And most of the time, that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever. But sometimes the doctor is wrong. The doctor makes an incorrect guess. When the doctor makes a correct guess, that's when a person is called cisgender. When a doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender. So I'm a man, but when I was a baby, the doctors told my parents I was a girl. And so my parents gave me a name that girls typically have and bought me clothes that girls typically wear. And until I was 18 years old, everyone thought I was a girl. And this was super, super uncomfortable for me because I knew that wasn't right.
Well, it is, because you are a girl. It's called chromosomes. It's non-negotiable. You can take testosterone, you can pretend to try and grow a beard, but you're still a female. How did we get here? That is a first grade teacher. That person has responsibility over the most vulnerable minds in our society. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we have a very special 3 hours for you because its theme is courage. Three individuals who in their own spheres say, damn it, I'm just going to tell the truth. One man who has mapped modern Marxism in its veiled form, that is critical theory, done more than anyone else to document the truth about what is happening in America, in our institutions, in our schools, in our universities, and refuses to be silent. Then a medical practitioner who's trying to save the children from the transgender extremists and likewise will not hide the truth because that is the wrong thing to do. And then a politician who fights for the truth and was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Liz Truss will be in studio. I'm honored to know people like this and to be able to share with you what they have to say, which is the ammunition with which we will save our civilization if we too have the requisite courage. First guest in studio, likewise someone I like to call a friend, is the author of a seminal work originally that was Cynical Theories about Critical Race Theory. And now his latest work, I have my pre-publishing copy in my hand printed out, but it is already out for you. The Queering of the American Child is the founder of New Discourses. We're delighted to have him in studio in the swamp, Dr. James Lindsay.
Good to see you, Seb. Good to be back in the swamp.
I'm not sure you mean that, but we'll take it at face value. You're here to meet some friends of ours and do some interviews. We're delighted to share this targeted opportunity to have you in D.C. I'm going to take full credit for the authoring of this book, although I had nothing to do in writing it. When your Cynical Theories book came out, there was half a page, a paragraph, on queer theory. And I can remember, I think I was at a Turning Point conference with you, and I said, James, this paragraph is the most important part of the book. We need more on this. We need a whole book on this paragraph. I'm sure I'm not the only one who said that to you. It is out with your co-author. I'm so excited to discuss it. First things first, what is queer theory?
There's a number of ways we can define it, Seb. Queer theory is a Marxist theory of normalcy, is the easiest, most direct way. So what do I mean by a Marxist theory? Page 1, chapter 1 of the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx says that in a word, he says, history moves according to a struggle of classes, which in a word can be described as oppressor versus oppressed. So there's a system. Classical Marxism says there's an economic system. Some people are oppressors. They oppress others and exploit them and steal their value, alienate them from who they really are, yada, yada. And the solution to this is to abolish private property and to seize the means of production of economics, which means to seize the means of production of mankind, because our souls are forged in our economic condition.
Because everything is material.
Correct. Everything's material, sociologically material, metaphysically material, all the way material. So queer theory takes this exact same architecture straight out of the Communist Manifesto and it updates it. It says there are certain people who are privileged by the fact that they consider themselves normal, and society accepts that they're normal, and they have a set of values called normativity, that it's better to be normal than not to be normal. And so they
Which is actually the definition of the word, normal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Means according to the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, which is a statistical term. It means it's what most... Yeah. People or things happen to be. Right. And so, yeah, so they say that people have arbitrarily decided we're the normal ones and the other people are the weirdos, the kinksters, the abnormal, the perverse, the degenerate. And they say that's a system of oppression. In a word, it's oppressor versus oppressed. So they want to seize the means of production of normalcy so that they can abolish, in their own words, the normal and the legitimate, which they feel like those dominate people who fall outside of those scopes.
Now, what you do in your books, from a critical cynical theories on down to this one, is you don't just extemporize and give your own opinion. You quote the authors of these theories. That paragraph on queer theory on your prior work, I can't read it on air because it's full of foul language. These professors, in their written academic work, are stating that we have to, quote, F with the concept of normal. We have to F with the mind of our students, of everyone, so they don't know what normal is. It's anarchic sabotage at an intellectual level, is it not?
It is, yeah, that's right. I mean, there's another term, gender effing, where you're supposed to mess with people's minds about the concept of gender itself, whether or not it relates to their biological sex, which that was bad of me. There's no such thing as biological sex. It's just sex. sex is automatically biological. And when you say biological sex, you imply maybe there's another kind.
This is where gender comes in, right?
This is where gender comes in.
Can you explain the gender, the genesis of this concept, and how also it's tied into the likes of Kinsey, of money? Give us a little bit of a historic overview.
Yes, well, there's kind of two pathways into the study of gender, or what was called in the feminist circle sex roles. And we can lay that on the feminist philosopher Simone de Beauvoir, who was also kind of a neo-Marxist. She wasn't purely Marxist anymore. And Simone de Beauvoir said that, here's the deal. Women aren't born to be women. They're born as female, but they become woman. And that's
because of social programs forced upon them.
Correct. It is called the socialization theory, or the theory of what is it called? Social constructivism. Yeah. And so women are constructed by the patriarchy to be women in a particular way, and they need to break free of that prison. That's Simone de Beauvoir's idea. Later, that was 1949 in The Second Sex. A few years later, we have Kinsey, the zoologist, and we have John Money working. John Money was at Johns Hopkins. And they were coming up with this new idea that gender, in fact, is this separate entity to sex. Sex is what gametes your body produces. It's what reproductive organs you have and what, I should say, gametes they would produce under normal and healthy development. It's expressed in chromosomes for human beings, but not necessarily in every animal. And so Money believed particularly that this is actually separate from who you think you are. And he created the concept of gender identity.
All right, hold that thought. We've only just opened the Pandora's box, the latest book, The Queering of the American Child, newdiscourses.com. Follow our friend at Conceptual James right now on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I have such a long list of questions. I'm so excited for today. These three incredible guests all in studio. If you enjoy the deep dive with true experts like James, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Never miss an episode. So leave a 5-star review, share the links with your friends. And if you want normalcy and sanity back, put the yard sign outside your home. Trump 2024, the booking photograph from Atlanta. SebGorkaStore.com and support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.